talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you all for joining and listening in to Question Reality. I know that Priscilla Leona is usually here, but today I am filling in for her. Last week I was her co-host. My name is Laquita Clear, and I am psyched to be here with some amazing guests today. And I actually have met one of them before, which is even more exciting. I am presenting to you today Caroline Leem. Hello, Caroline.
Ooh, hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to bring you Caroline. She is not only a casting director, but she's an amazing person who I actually first met in a workshop. And she was so cool, and I have remembered you ever since. So I want to thank you for your...
Wow. Well, yeah. I'm really glad that I did all right.
Thank you. You did, definitely. And we're also going to be bringing to you later Daniel, and we are doing something a little bit different today. We're doing first a Q&A, which you are used to, but today we thought it would be kind of fun to switch it up, flip the script a little bit, and do a mock audition. So not only are we doing a mock audition, but we are going to be doing a redirect, kind of like what you would get in a pre-read is what we're going to be doing. So we'll have that coming up a little bit later for you. But first, Caroline, I wanted to just kind of talk to you about I want to know how you got your start in casting. Was it something you always wanted to do?
It is something that I never thought I would do. I was actually, and a lot of people, there's no one way that we get into casting, or, you know, you don't go to school for that. There's no degree in that. But I was studying theater, and I was working in regional theater for quite some time, so I knew about the audition process.
Wow.
And one day I was at an audition, and I just had this image of me on the other side of the table. And 2 months later, I started at UDK Casting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were actually an actress for a while?
I was an actress. I've been known to act. And I did that for a period of time. And then I was in Seattle at the time working in regional theater. And then I came to LA and just started.
Oh,
that was
that's great.
15 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's great. So before we talk to her a little bit more about that, I just wanted to let some of you know, if you are not aware of who she is casting director extraordinaire, and I'm not even kidding. She's worked on so many projects. She's worked for Jimmy Kimmel Live, Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3, Boogeyman. She worked on a really cool audiobook. Was it a video game, Anomaly?
It's I guess it's likened to a comic book, but it's 3D.
Oh,
that you get through
more.
Your iPad. It's a pretty amazing
so,
concept.
So, yeah, for all of you video gamers out there, that is pretty cool to say that you have worked on something that's kind of like a comic book. That's awesome. She's also my personal favorite, Blade Trinity and X2. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely raising my hands in the studio right now that she worked on those two. So I wanted to also ask you, now that you're working in casting versus acting, do you miss it? Do you feel like it just helps you and fuels you as a casting director because you kind of know more of the actor's plight because you've been in that situation?
I think it's really important to be well-rounded anyways. So,
definitely.
You know, having the background on working on both sides of the camera definitely is helpful. Actors are tender, fragile creatures, and they're also confident and fierce.
Yes.
And I love working with actors.
Oh,
so.
That's cool. While we're speaking about actors, for all of you actors out there, are there any do's and don'ts that you just want to kind of tell them right now that you should not do, like absolutely not, or that you should do?
Well, there's always those pet peeves of the cologne and shaking hands and things like that. But, you know, there's also just the general, you know, walk into the room with some confidence. You're there because you deserve to be there. You're there because you've done the work to get into that room. So take the room and have some confidence and be grounded and make good, strong choices. And we'll talk later about what we mean by that.
Of course.
And and enjoy it, because a lot of times they forget to enjoy that process.
I feel like that's the most important thing about actually just walking in, enjoying it, and not being so focused on, oh my God, I have to get this job. For me, that makes me less nervous when I'm just having fun.
Well, it's desperation too, and you know, we all can smell that.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Another thing that I wanted to kind of talk to you about as far as casting is, what, first of all, what is your favorite project that you've ever cast?
I would say my most favorite. Now, you know, they're all my favorite.
Of course.
Okay. But I would say my most favorite was working on X2 and X-Men 2 for those out there. And it's because it was the first project where I worked on an international scale. And,
oh, that's cool.
And working with casting directors around the world and learning about talent from around the world. And it was early in my casting career, and I learned so much from director, producers,
definitely,
casting directors I worked with, Roger Musenden. It was really amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How long was the process for it? I mean, that's like an epic movie, so how long was that process?
I don't quite remember, but it was a long, long process.
Oh, that's cool. So, I can imagine.
Months and
sometimes.
Months and months.
Months of casting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can just imagine at some point maybe it just all starts blurring together when you've been working for like 12 or 13 hours.
Yes, and that's going on right now with pilot season, so...
Oh, of course, yeah. It's pilot season, and I just want to say, we can't say the names, of course, but she is working on a pilot for a major network and a couple other features that you're casting,
mm-hmm.
And she's producing, which is really cool. I love producers. They kind of do everything.
And I want to do everything. I think it's important to have the process from beginning to end, and it's nice to
cool.
be able to take that step.
So have you always been interested also in producing as well as casting, or?
I think in a sense I've always been producing.
Oh, cool.
You know, not with the title, definitely not with the title. I've a lot to learn. But just the fact of seeing something from beginning to end is always, I like to have the follow-up, I like to have the closure.
I think that's amazing, except when sometimes I feel like it's really cool. You see it from beginning, like inception and mm-hmm. into completion, and then you start wondering, like, is this ever going to end? Like, I've produced projects where I feel like I literally had a baby and it never goes away. I mean, literally, you're like, dude, I did this film like years ago and it seems like there's always something
yes.
to do and it never goes away. But
it does
do it
stay
anyways.
With you for a long, long time. You got to love it.
Yeah, you got to love it. Kind of mm-hmm. like your kids, but wish I don't have anything in this.
And there's a lot of persistence with that, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Also, one thing that I'm always curious, just anybody in the industry in general and people just in general, what is your personal favorite movie or TV show? Just as a person.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's a hard one, I know.
It is a really hard one because there's some really good shows. See, I love the action stuff, obviously, because of X2. So any of the shows that are action, sci-fi, the fairy tales, you know, the Once Upon a Time,
you know,
Grimm, like all those, I dig it.
Yeah.
And then the half hour, the comedies are just...
The comedies are fun. There's always there's so many amazing comedies now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's so many that are just, for me, that never get old, like Will and Grace, and shows that you're just like,
timeless.
This will never get old.
Yep.
Will and Grace, Cosby Show, I still freaking love. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm a Cosby
really
Show
well
fanatic.
Done.
Perfect. So another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, when somebody comes in to audition for you, well, first of all, let's back up. Do you call in unknown actors?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. So,
Because there's also there's a whole thing with absolutely. You know, you've got to get your stars. You have to get your showmates. So you're going to have your list. You're going to have your stars. You're going to have the namey people who have already, you know, put in their time.
That's cool.
Then you go to your working actors, you come to the upcoming mm-hmm. actors, and then it's who are those finds, those people that you see in theater. I go to a lot of theater. I watch a lot of shows. It's the research. It's part of it, and I love it. So who are those interesting people out there who people may not know yet?
Oh, that's really important. That I think that means a lot, especially in this town. There's so many people who have not been discovered yet, and they always are wondering, okay, is somebody going to call me in? Do you look at training is another important
training's thing. Important, but it's also, you know, it's also your work. What are you doing on a daily basis for yourself? And I'm not just talking about, you know, in the industry. What are you doing for yourself as a human being?
Okay,
that's extremely important, because that's what you bring to the table when you come to the office. I already have your resume. I've already seen your reel. I already, you know, you've already been pitched, you know, by your agent or your manager.
Yeah.
So for me, I want to know who you are as a human being. What have you done of quality in your life for yourself?
That's so true. It's like when you have their resume and then you're like, tell me about yourself. And they're like, well, I was on blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I have your resume. I know what you were on. You can tell me something other than what I can read in front of me. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
Speaking of teaching, you also teach, which is, why don't you tell us a little bit, do you teach classes, just workshops, privates, all of the above?
I do teach privately. I also have a class called Boom the Room, which is, it's actually geared for pilot season.
Boom, boom. The Room?
Boom, yes, boom the Room.
Boom the Room. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a class geared specifically for wherever the individual is, to the next level that he or she wants to get to. It's a group effort, but it's one-on-one work. So we'll do a lot of roundtable discussions about what is eating at you, what are your goals. You've got 5 weeks with me. What are we going to do to change, you know, the lane that you're in?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, but is this going on now? Can actors get in the class right now, or is it too late for them? Anybody listening?
No, next class starts March 5th.
Okay, and where can they find out this information?
On my website, carolineleem.com.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So carolineleem.com if you're interested in any of her classes. And you are doing these classes ongoing. It's not just for pilot season.
They are ongoing. They're great for understanding text, on being on camera, and it's all geared for the audition room.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one other thing I want to know is, well, not one other thing, because I'll be saying one other thing, because I have 50 questions today that I need.
Bring it.
Oh, nice. It's already been brought in. Isn't that what she says from Bring It On, Gabrielle Union? Yes, girl. So we want to know, in speaking, you know, just about actors, what should they, all actors, you know, we're kind of given this book of like, okay, you get an agent, you do this, you wait for auditions, but you're not always getting auditions. And so what do you think an actor should be doing to just kind of make the most of their day in pursuing their acting and just being human beings in their life? What do you think they should work for?
Right. Everybody's got a process. You know, everybody's got their trajectory. Everyone has their own particular goals. For the people I know, the people I work with, the people I talk with, creating your own work. Everybody talks about it, but what does that mean? Okay. So if you're in class, you've got a community of people. It's working within your community, whatever
Definitely.
That looks like to you. And I'm a firm believer that everything that you need, you already possess. So
love that.
So if you want, thank you.
That's
so
awesome.
So if you want, you know, to put something on YouTube and you want to fill in a gap that's not on your resume right now. So maybe you want to do a little bit more sketch or something. Who's a writer? Are you a writer? Who do you know who's a writer? You know somebody.
That's true.
And get those people together, you know. Filming is so inexpensive now, you know, as long as you've got good sound, you know?
That's true. Filming, well, now everybody's doing so much stuff. Like, I don't think there's that many people that I know who don't know how to at least use a camera or do their own editing. I mean, everybody now, I feel like, has their Final Cut Pro. I feel like I'm behind because, you know, I write, but I don't. I'm like, I need to start shooting and learning how to edit my own stuff. And the next thing is the Photoshop for the headshots, which I want to ask you about that.
Absolutely.
As well.
And the people in your community will be able to help you with that.
That's so true. That's very true. One thing also about, since you cast all the time and you're getting headshots and looking at headshots, what do you think, what is a good headshot to you?
What does that mean? Okay, what was it?
Yeah, like,
what does that mean to me?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, what does that mean?
It's, well, for me, when I look at a headshot, we want it to look like you. That's one thing that's helpful.
Yeah.
on a level for the talent, it's really technically to have clear eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a story. Maybe it's your secret, but I want to know that in this picture, it's either somebody who's inviting, somebody I want to share my room with. That's one thing. Or, you know, if it's a thug or a villain, you know, somebody who, you know, maybe you know, keeps me on my toes a little bit. But that, whatever that picture is, that's your calling card.
Definitely.
That's one of the first things we see. So we want to make sure that it looks like you, that it's clear, that you've got a story behind your eyes. It's not just smile and take a picture.
Yeah, it's
a
number.
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Hello, this is Priscilla. What's up, girl?
Oh, my God. Down here in the radio station lobby, I fractured kneecap and torn meniscus in a damn wheelchair, and I can't get upstairs.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was like,
what
wow.
What is going on up there with you girls? Is Caroline having a good time?
I am having a great time, and I totally feel your pain with the meniscus because that happened to me on a snowboarding accident.
Oh my God.
They're trying to get me to have a surgery. I said, hell to the no. I am not having a surgery. It will heal on its own.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You're really brave.
She's
I said, put me under.
Well, I actually wanted to try snowboarding until you just said that. Now
no.
I'm like,
Girl, we'll go up together.
Yeah.
I've given Raquita my interview question, so we're going to have to wing it on this end. So far, how's the interview going? Have you started the live audition? Are we going through the questions? What's going on over there?
We are going through the questions. We have not started the live audition. That was coming up next.
Wow.
So you came on just in time.
What question are you on, Raquita? Let's get a question going for the audience.
What section am I on? Honey, we've been asking all sorts of questions up here. she's we've been asking all sorts of questions before I got the paper, girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss out on any of the sage advice from the master, Caroline.
This is so, Let me ask one of your questions so you can listen in on what you've been missing, honey.
Thank you.
I definitely will. So... let me see what we have not covered. Okay, this one I want to know. So,
bring it.
How?
I apologize, Caroline. Let me tell you, kids, that Laquita is her first time co-hosting.
I'm thinking I'm co-hosting.
Radio show on her own, so this is
She is amazing, Priscilla. Priscilla, she is amazing.
Priscilla, I was waiting on you, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on with this elevator? If I was able to fix it on my own, honey, I would have. But anyways, moving right along. So how can actors improve their chances of being seen by a casting director like you without an agent?
Well, you know, social media, that's all I'm going to say. The last few jobs I got were through social media.
Oh, really?
So why can't you get your next job through it? Now, you got to be really careful about it. You got to be kind and and a little polite about that.
Okay.
But there are ways through social media to reach out to people. Gatekeeper's gone, you know, with the advent of Twitter and Facebook. And also, you know, media, putting your own stuff online, we find you.
Definitely.
You know, we see when things go viral, we know.
That's
great. Because we are looking for the next person. Always looking for the next person.
I feel like
How often do you post jobs on LA Casting, Actors Access, Act Now, et cetera, et cetera? How often do you actually post casting or auditions
on there? Well, whenever I've got a job, when there's a show, when there's an episode, or if there's a feature I'm working on, it goes up.
So those are venues for people to if you are not a member of Actors Access, that would be a great venue for you to reach Caroline Lean. She posts on there along with other casting directors and directors and producers. And there's also Breakdown. Why don't you tell the people about Breakdown?
What I love about Breakdown is for me, it's all service. So I can view pictures, resumes, video. I can upload my auditions to them and send them to my producers. So it's great. And with regards to the actors, it allows me to cross-reference. So if I need a certain type or somebody with a special skill, I can do an advanced search on there and it picks it up for me. It's wonderful.
Yeah, let's talk about that for 1 second. A lot of actors ask me, they see a lot of postings on Actors Access that say submit demo reels or clips. for actors who do not have a demo reel, say they are beginning actors, there are services where they offer you to come in and slate, and they have two, from what I understand, I've never done this, from what I understand, they have two different things you can do. One is to just bring, if you're just a beginning actor and you want to do this, maybe you could bring in a partner and do a scene with them. But then they offer you something else, which a lot of people have said, don't do it. It's just basically them asking you questions and giving personal answers. And I believe, and I'm not sure, when you were at Signature Studios doing a workshop where I met you, I think you were the one, but you said that that's not recommended because why would a casting director want to know, like, what your favorite color is and this and that, which is some of the questions that they ask you. So you don't want to pay $150 to go into one of these places and have them ask you personal questions. If you're going to pay the money, do a scene and show your acting chops. Am I correct?
It's better to, as we were just talking about, create your own scene. You've got friends, you've got a community, film it, put it online. That's going to be better than you just doing, you know, just talking about yourself, because that's why you have your resume.
Definitely.
So.
Exactly. And as far as demo reel, what is the length of time? Because I see some demo reels where they got like 5 minutes of the same scene.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know what they're doing, like a whole soliloquy, a Shakespeare soliloquy.
Yeah.
Well, I think it should be 30 seconds. But what is the answer, Caroline?
Okay, well, my answer is the going is 3 minutes. That's for a full one. Typically it's 1 minute, where you maybe I'll have a 1 minute drama, 1 minute comedy, but I watch maybe 10 seconds.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you are, because I know instantly, but if you do not have anything on your reel, or if you're waiting for your material to come in and you want to create your own stuff, create something that's like 20 or 30 seconds.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be a long, involved, nightmarish process. It can be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think less is more. Another thing, and while we're talking about reels quickly, is there's a lot of people say, I mean, a traditional reel, you would mix your comedy and drama together. Mm-hmm. But lately, a lot of people have been making just comedy and just drama. Do you prefer that if you're working on, say, a comedy and you don't want to, like, pour through all of their drama?
Love it.
Oh, perfect.
Love it. Separating it is a brilliant thing.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's really helpful for our audience members to know.
And should you always start with your comedy or your drama, or does it matter?
She said she loves it to be separate. So now a lot of, so that your
agent, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so you just separate the comedy and the drama. So if she's casting, it's mm-hmm. really cool. So she's casting comedy, she doesn't have to pour through your drama to get to mm-hmm. your comedy.
Right, but if the rule of thumb for a reel is to start with your strongest material, and you want to, I don't need a setup. I don't, you know, you can tell your editor that. I just want to go straight to the action. I don't need any setup. I don't need any build.
I don't need montages.
No music. No. Just get straight to the action. That's it. Because I don't have
context. That's a good
question. I don't have context.
Sorry, we're all overlapping here. Sorry. So at the go right to the action. Do you recommend having the actor's name and website or any information at the end, or? Nothing.
At the beginning and the end.
At the beginning and the end. Okay. Just no setup of the credits. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. So, Priscilla, I think it would be great if we got to the scene.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what time it is. What time are we? Got to keep track of the time up there. What time is it? I'm in a dark hallway, a very mysterious dark hallway.
I hope it's not too dark. I hope you're all right wherever you are.
That's
bring
all right.
You a candle.
Yeah, I'm here with plants. There you
Albert, yeah, that would be a good idea. Albert should bring you a candle.
Mm-hmm.
A few candles.
Albert has left the building like Elvis. I don't know where he went. He went to feed the meter or something. He just left me here in the plant-infested room. What time is it over there? Because we should start that about 5:30.
It is 5:25.
Yay! Okay, that's fantastic. So did we, I don't know what other questions that I had on the sheet, but I did want to, I got an email before I left, and of course I'm notorious for leaving my phone at home, which I did again today, but I got an email from a lady, her name was Patricia, and she's in New York, in Westchester, and her question to Caroline was that she decided to quit her job. She was in advertising. She wants to pursue a career in acting. However, she is over 40. She didn't say what age, but she said that she had heard that there weren't too many parts, or it was a little harder to get into acting once you're over 40 years old. Can you talk to us broadly in general about actors and what the chances are as you move into a different phase of your life of getting work, what you should focus on, what you shouldn't focus on, and how do you break in?
Well, there's definitely challenges. I don't care what age you are, first of all, you know, and but the thing that I would say for someone who's in their 40s or above that they bring is life experience. And that is something that, you know, no one, you know, can go to school for. You know, that's living your life. Now, I mean, when you said that, the people who come to mind are Kathy Bates and Kathy Judson, who, rest her soul, passed away recently. And they both started their careers very late and have had very extremely thriving careers. So I can't tell you how they did it because I personally don't know. But, but if it's something that you want to do, and you do it properly, treat it like a business, like she did her advertising business, you know, there's no reason why you can't work. There's work for everybody. It may not seem like it, but it's there.
Actually, I think that as well. There's so many times that people are like, oh, because everybody has their challenges. One person is like, oh, well, I'm over 40. One person is like, well, I'm Asian. There's no roles for me. One person, I mean, we all have our challenges just in a different way. You know, there's no easy road for anybody.
Yeah. If it's something that you want to do, you do it. Just decide.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia from Westchester. Hopefully that answered your question. Another question I'd like to ask is, what do you feel is the best way for an actor to be on the right path to success? What are some of the things that you absolutely have to do that are mandatory for beginning actors who may not know?
Yes. Know your business, that this is a business. And if you're in class, if you're studying, that's one thing. That's great. Within that, you can network and grow from there. Know what you want to do. It's part of your brand. You know, are you a sketch person? Are you a funny person? Are you a serious person? That's where you need to pursue. That's where the first path you need to go on. And then choose classes accordingly. Don't spread yourself so thin. Also, I get this question a lot about, okay, well, I need a new agent or I want a new agent. How should I submit? And I always say, well, look at where you want to be, you know, look at the type of casting and what your castability is, and then find the agents that are suited to that. So then you're narrowing your margin rather than scattering it and getting really frustrated and confused.
Excellent. A lot of people who are beginning actors, I get emails about they want to move to, LA, and they have heard horror stories. People have come back from living out here and have told them how much they've gotten scammed by various types of people, agents, people claiming to be agents, photographers, et cetera, et cetera. Are there any kind of precautions or any tips or advice that you can give people who just move out here? How can they avoid these con artists and shysters who are very good at their job and people may not know that they're actually being conned?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna chime in, but I actually, Daniel, who's here.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel. I want him to answer it first
because
he is an actor who has gone through this. So
fantastic.
Yes.
Go ahead, Daniel. Give us your wisdom.
I have things to say.
awesome.
You know, a great tool that I use all the time is IMDb.
Oh, so true.
IMDb and IMDb Pro. And I mean, that's a good place to look and you know, see you know, you don't want to be scammed by somebody, you know, look them up on IMDb Pro, because if they're a pro, they'll be there.
Exactly, right?
And you can see sort of with certain casting directors or even agencies, you can see who their clients are. You can see, first of all, if they're actually even there. You know, that's a good thing to check. But I use that tool often when I'm either going to meet a casting director or, you know, or when I was meeting with agencies or managers, just to see, you know, just a little information about them. And if they're not, you know, if they're not on there, or, you know, that's, that probably might be a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, big raving. You know, also backstage, have you gone to the message boards? A lot of times you see stuff that people are posting. If there's somebody who you're not sure about, sometimes you can just type that in the search function on backstage message boards, and you would be surprised. Some people are like, I went there, I was scammed, and they're kind of warning you.
You can also just go strictly on Google.
That's true.
You know, everything's on Google as well. So there are ways to look at it. Look outside your box and check it out.
I have a question for Daniel. You know, I'm glad you brought little Daniel in on the conversation for some reason.
Yeah, he's awesome.
God bless him. Question for you, Daniel. As an actor, again, I get so many emails from beginning actors, and one of the questions they ask is, how do I allocate my money when I come out there? I mean, what do I spend for headshots and the actor's classes, and how do I supplement my income, et cetera, et cetera? With the exception of them finding a job, how many classes, because, you know, it can add up going to these casting director workshops. How many do you think is too many? How many is enough? What should you be doing with your money when you come out here?
Well, you know, when I first came out here, I just decided to do every workshop I possibly could, which I was broke and I got nowhere. That's not true. What I would recommend is, you know, it's 2013, so I picked 13. Sometimes people say 10, but I picked 13 casting directors that either I already have a relationship with or that I want to develop a relationship with. And that is my target 13 for this year. So when I'm looking for workshops, I'm just focusing on that select group. You know, and even 13 might be too much, I think, you know, depending. So it's really about sort of honing in on what your focus is, like Caroline was saying. You know, like if you're a sketch comedy guy, you know, go for the casting directors that usually do the half-hour comedies or single-camera comedies, things like that. You know, that's it's about narrowing your focus and knowing really what you want. So it's getting specific with what you want first and then just following that, so you're not just kind of just throwing things in the air and see where they land, you know? It's like picking, I'm going to make a terrible analogy, like picking the specific bucket to throw your pennies in, I don't know.
I like it. Now, what classes that you've gone to in your experience, and I'm not doing any advertisements, I'm doing this for pure information. In your experience, what workshops or studios do you recommend that are fairly, not exorbitant prices, but, you know, fair, that have good casting directors, reputable, that actors can go to?
I have a couple things. The first thing is, what's actually helped me a lot, I'm more inclined towards sketch comedy. That's my casting. So I often go after that. And what taking class at UCB and at IO West and Groundlings, it changed my career, because that going on my resume actually got me into more offices, and that being on my resume got me into more offices than just by going to casting director workshops, honestly.
It's true.
It really changed. So I would recommend that if that's your thing. I've taken workshops at Actors West, which I really like. It's in the Valley. It's fairly inexpensive, and I've had success from there. And also, I mean, Caroline Leem's class, you guys. What she does that is so great is before class, she asks what your goals are, individual goals, and asks you to get specific about those goals. And as you go through class with her, she, you know, tailors class towards your specific goals. Everybody has different, you know, has different goals, basically. So you're really getting your money's worth. I feel like I'm doing a commercial here.
I did not even know Caroline, you know, did classes been so swamped. I haven't had a chance to check her website out, but let's talk about that for like 1 minute and then we're going to get into the reading. Let's talk about your class. What do you, you know, how is your class different? What do you do? Where is it? Give us all the details.
Well, what's great about our class is really it's all about us as the students and what it is that we want, what we want to know. And if we oftentimes we'll start off class and we have a structure and we do it's audition style every week, which is wildly helpful and breaking down different types of audition styles, like going in for a one-liner, which is I think the hardest thing to do, or going in for, you know, like a callback or like a producer session, those kind of things. But we talk about everything from what kind of headshots, about the reels, about what to simply say when a casting director asks how are you. The answer to that, which has changed my auditioning technique dramatically. But what's great about it is, sincerely, but what's great about it is, you know, we have a structure for the class. We do round table discussions. But what we also do is we have questions. If a student has a question, I mean, that question gets answered. We target that, the class sort of veers towards, all right, what does everybody want to know? What does everybody need to know? You know, recently we had a class where all of a sudden questions just came up about headshots. I don't know if that was on the, you know, on the docket for the day, but that's
it
where
it went.
It
was not.
It was on mine because I wanted to ask Caroline, Photoshop or no Photoshop, how much is acceptable? Because I've gone through some headshots where they look fantastic, and then the woman walks in and she looks like Lola from Barry Manilow's Copacabana song. She is tore up from the floor up, and I'm like, oh, hell no, you need to just take your little faggy ass right out the door. So that's what I was going to ask you about the Photoshop situation. Tell Caroline, reprimand these actors and tell them they can't be putting on four layers of Photoshop to get the wrinkles out. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're looking for natural actors. I mean, there's period dramas on TV, you know, for heaven's sake. You know, look at what's casting. And so, you know, I'm looking for real people. I want to know it's you who comes into the room. And don't think that I'm just looking at your headshot. I go online, and I'm not just going online at Actors Access and Breakdown. I'm looking at your Facebook page. I'm looking at you on Twitter. I'm going, you know, I'm seeing what's on your YouTube and your Funny or Die. I'm all over it. It's if you're a contender for something, if you're a contender for a show, at the end of the day, when it's between you and somebody else, I'm looking at your entire body of work.
That's interesting for people to know. Yeah. So those out there with those raggedy Facebook or in the mirror with your bikini on, taking your selfie.
Take it down.
Well, Caroline, let's talk real quickly about your class, and we'll move on to the exciting part of the audition.
Sure.
Where are your classes? Are they located in the Valley, Hollywood? What's the name of them? What nights? Give us the details.
Yeah, we actually did talk a little bit about the details earlier, but I'll just give you a real quick recap. It's called Boom the Room. It's a pilot class. It's geared right now for pilot season, of course, because we are in it. But as Daniel said, each 5 weeks when we have this class, it's ongoing. It does meet the goals of the people attending. So that's why those 5 weeks are different every month.
Great.
And it's all on camera, and we do everything from cold reads to prepared reads, one-liners, roundtable discussion. And as Daniel said, sometimes questions will come up, and I'm like, okay, you want to learn about headshots? Let me get my HDMI cord out, and let's plug it in and let's look at them. You know, so I'll do it. You know, I'm ready for whatever you need. You know,
and do you do one-on-ones or offer that section?
Well, the class is all one-on-one. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I also teach privately. I have private packages,
great.
And then I also, of course, coach. There's so much going on with pilot season. So, you know, agents and managers are coming to me and saying, I'm telling all my clients they have to coach. So, you know, I'm all, yeah, you should, because it's quick, it's fast, and the turnaround is so insane during this time of year. I mean, why wouldn't you want to coach?
Absolutely. Well, Caroline, you sound fantastic. I want you to send me all of your notices, and I will advertise them on my show, because I'd love people to go to your class and then come back and tell me what's going on over there.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Let's get to the exciting part. Are you and Daniel going to read together, or is it Daniel and Laquita? What's going on? What's happening up there?
She's actually going to be reading with him, as it's a mock audition. So it's as if he's coming into her office for a pre-read, and she is going to give him feedback.
Okay, sounds good. All right, oh my God, this is so exciting. Okay, I wish I was there. All right, and action.
Well.
Hi.
Took you long enough.
I know. But look what I brought.
Shut up.
I thought it'd be appropriate. And I'm pretty sure the last time we did this, it included chicken nuggets and about 18 different sauces and a bucket of fries. But anyway, it's your favorite.
You're sweet.
I'm not. I'm horrible.
Where have you been for the last 3 months?
Where have I been? Charlie, I thought I made it pretty clear that I needed some solid space here.
I don't like space.
Can we not get into this just yet? Or can I at least come in first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go get spoons or whatever.
Spoons? Are we sharing?
Duh. It took the big mighty willpower not to eat that whole thing on the drive over here. I am having some.
Did you not eat today?
Not really.
Dylan.
Well, you know. I think I've been partially paralyzed since he texted me last night. And, you know, try not to throw up or something.
I'm sorry?
No, it's fine. It's in a good way, I mean.
A good throw up.
Where's Wizard?
Hiding.
Hiding?
Yeah, I had to clip his nails today. He's not pleased with me.
Ouch.
Yeah, really. Want to see?
Oh, how'd he get you there?
I wasn't wearing a shirt.
You've been working out.
I said I would.
I know, and I can tell.
Do I look good?
I mean, yeah.
You look good. I like the scruff, mister.
Yeah, I might have chosen not to shave.
Because you know I like it. I've missed you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why are you sitting so far away?
I don't know.
Come over here.
I think I'm going to stay right here for now.
Okay.
It's melting.
Well, then I guess we better eat it. All right, great, Daniel. So let's try this again. We probably only take a portion of it. We may not do the whole thing.
Okay.
But what I would love to see is you need to think your thoughts a little bit faster, so pick up the cues on this. And then what do you want from this guy? What are you trying to get from him?
Well, I'm coming to see if there is still, if the feelings are still there.
Okay.
That if there's that little twinge still there. So I'm either coming to feel that and seal the deal, or come here and then get closure and say, no, this is wrong.
Okay. Has he done something bad to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see some levels of that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Hi.
Took you long enough.
I know. I know. But look what I brought.
Shut up.
I thought it'd be appropriate. And I'm pretty sure the last time we did this, it included chicken nuggets and about 18 different sauces and a bucket of fries. But anyway, it is your favorite.
You're sweet.
I'm not. I'm horrible.
Where have you been for the last 3 months?
Where have I been?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, I thought I made it pretty clear that I needed some solid space.
I don't like space.
Can we not get into this just yet? Or can I at least come in first?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go get spoons or whatever.
Spoons? Are we sharing?
Duh. It took the big mighty willpower not to eat that whole thing on the drive over here. I am having some.
Good job. So this was really nice. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from North Carolina. My dad is like super southern gentleman. My mom is from New York, and she's like hard off the streets of Brooklyn. My dad's from Virginia, and I am like,
wow.
I ended up, you know, like, I'm the Mason-Dixon line. They both have strong accents. I have nothing. Grew up in North Carolina. Was a total little ham when I was little. Little ham, little Christmas ham. I love to, you know, make people laugh. I came out here for theater school. And since college, I have been...
Where'd you go to school?
I went to USC. Right on.
Oh, I went to UCLA.
Well, I work part-time at UCLA. I love UCLA. Blue's my favorite color. I like gold. Don't get it twisted. And after graduating from USC, which I loved, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I formed two sketch comedy groups with friends from USC, and I write all the time. I write a lot of sketch comedy. We perform at a bunch of different places. We're at a new place now because the last place where we performed, we got fake blood everywhere. And so that was an issue. I'm sorry. And so now we are at another place where we'll be performing in March, where our next show is in March.
Oh, great.
And, you know, I want to be doing at least a show a month.
Great. That's a good job. All right. So that gives you an idea of the audition, a little bit of redirect, and also if I like him, which I did, I asked him to tell me a little bit about himself.
Definitely. And yeah. It's usually that quick, folks. It's like, I like to say, you prep, you spend all this time prepping, and then you spend all this time getting dressed, you spend all this time in traffic, and then you get up there, and it's like, you have to be on. You don't get, like, an hour prep. You need to come in and hit it, get your redirect, and then get on with your day and block it out of your mind and think of something else.
You know, can I just mention something? Because you gave me an idea with regards to the pet peeve. Sometimes you will have an appointment that's right after lunch, and you'll be rushing to that appointment, and it's inevitable. You know, you're coming from the other side of town, or you've got appointments back to back. Really watch your tailgating, because chances are you're tailgating the casting director.
Wow.
It happens a lot. It's happened to me a few times. Also, when you go in and you check in and you sign in and then you go to the restroom, really be careful, because chances are you're going to run into the associate or the assistant there.
That actually happened to me once. I ran into the casting director in the elevator, and I was going to, this is when I first moved here, and I was going to actually drop off a picture to this particular casting director, and I'm in the elevator with my picture, and I'm like all official, I just got to LA, and I'm like, she's like, oh, what you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to drop off. And she's like, for who? And then I say the casting director's name. She's like, oh, that's cool. Do you have an appointment? I'm like, no, I'm dropping off. And then she started laughing, and we had this laugh. She was really sweet. But we had this laugh in the elevator, because you just never know who you're going to see and when. And that was her. And she's like, oh, I'll take your headshot, actually.
And there was your connection.
Exactly. And
that
she actually took my headshot. And so instead of me leaving it in the bin, like, it just so happened that she's like, well, that's me. And I was like, oh, my goodness, here's my headshot. And it was a little funny.
So you never know when you're going to have that moment when you got to do your pitch of sorts.
I wish I would have known a little bit more. Like, now I feel like, could this, like, have happened now? Like, I was first here. I didn't even really say that much. I was just like, oh, here's my headshot.
Love.
Priscilla, are you still here?
I am.
Okay. You were so quiet. I was worried about you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Caroline doing her lines, and I was listening, and I thought, I was envisioning her in a black cat suit with a whip, and I was like, oh, she's got some dominatrix going on in there.
She has
I think
a black
she's hiding
on.
Our dom.
How did you know?
How did you know?
How did
that?
You know I came dressed?
Nice heels, I must say.
Sky high.
I can tell a lot of things about Caroline just from listening to that audition. And boy, I wish I was a man, because I think that might be having some fun.
I think so, Priscilla. We'll have to catch you downstairs.
Just to try to hit on her after hearing that audition.
Well. You got her blushing.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm happy to have my husband just go on home. I'm coming after Caroline.
You got the part.
And I think you guys did a great audition. I think I think that there were really good critiques. And I have a question real quick about when you go to these casting director workshops, a lot of times actors spend not $40. Okay, that's a lot for an actor if they're just working part-time. They go, they do the read, and then the casting director says, great, and that's it.
Yes.
What does that mean? I mean, do you feel, does that mean, okay, the actor really didn't do a good job and you're no longer interested, or Is it just you've seen enough and you just want to move on? What does that mean when you just say one word? Because a lot of actors complain, oh my God, you know, I went in, I paid $40 and I read and all they said was great and I just feel like I got ripped off. So how should an actor feel about that and what does it mean?
Well, for me, it means that I've seen all that I need to see. And it's enough that they did a nice job. And I don't need to do a redirect because I've seen everything. If there's anything more that I need, I'll call them in.
I think that's
so it doesn't mean it's not horrible because they just feel like they've been rejected. It doesn't mean that.
I don't think it means that at all. I mean, I've had people tell me like, okay, thank you. I've actually had some of the casting directors who've said the least to me and I was like, and practically kicked me out of the room and then I got hired. So I don't think you should read too much into everything.
Exactly. You do, you know, your job is to prepare, research, show up, give us your strong choices, give us that performance that you've come up with that, you know, is grounded and bold. And then you let it go. You go pick up the kids. You go do your laundry. You go shopping. Whatever you need to do. You know, get on to your next audition. That's it. That's what you have control over.
Priscilla, we have like 30 seconds, and we.
I know we do. let's call Daniel. Daniel, where can we find you on IMDb? Do you have your own website?
I do. It's www.daniel-montgomery.com, and that's a dash, not
Daniel
the word dash.
Daniel Dash. Daniel Dash Montgomery. I like it.
And then
that's
Caroline.
A star name.
Oh, yeah.
That's either a star name or I'd like to see you with a pair of thongs swinging something on a stage. But I like the name. Overall. It's hot.
You never
and
know.
Caroline's websites, we didn't get to do all of her her Twitter and everything.
So you can find me at Caroline Lame.
It's right there on it's right there on the page if you want to read
She's
that. There's
read
a lot
it.
Of
Caroline.
Okay. It's at Caroline Lame. So twitter.com/Caroline Lame, facebook.com/AccessCarolineLame. And then IMDb is Caroline Lame. My website is Caroline Lame. It's Caroline
Everything
Lame.
Everything is Caroline Lame if you did not get it. Priscilla,
you probably covered this in the beginning, but real quick, what projects do you have coming up that you've cast?
I am working on a comedy right now, a pilot for Network. I've got two features that I'm casting, and I am producing another feature.
God damn, Caroline is all rocking and rolling out there. Well, thank you so much, Caroline and Daniel, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for
and LaQuita, you want to
so
close
much.
Out the show?
Priscilla, I'm just so happy that I'm on the show, but I'm even happier that you came on because I was like, oh no, where is Priscilla?
Well, you're lucky I'm not up there because it'd be crazy up in there. We wouldn't have gotten any questions, so we'd be laughing because you know how I do carry on with the stories. But I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank God you were there. It was just such a boon for me to have you there, LaQuita, not being able to get up on the elevator because I was down here like 15 minutes trying to figure out what was going on. And I thank you so much for co-hosting. You do a great job.
She's
Caroline,
amazing.
Thank you for coming on. Daniel, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Next week, you know, I really appreciate your time. As a matter of fact, Ronan has a little envelope for you, thanking you in a better format than verbal format.
Thank you, Ronan.
thank you so much, everybody. By the way, I had a lot of emails. How did the Subject 5 fundraiser web series go yesterday? And I thought it went fantastic. LaQuita, any words on that? I think it went great.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was really
so you
cool.
guys have to come to our next event, which is the Subject 5 web series. We're going to have a party before we actually launch. We're going to have a launching party, right, LaQuita?
We are going to have a launching party. And you can also go on our website because we do encourage donations.
Need some money, honey.
We need some money, but it was awesome. We had some really cool anime stars. Richard M. Carr came through. J.B. Blanc came through. It was
we
so
do.
Cool.
We do, and I brought little Josh Ehrenberg. Caroline, you probably know him.
Josh
Ehrenberg.
Awesome.
He's on Suburgatory. He was the little boy in The Green Hornet. Right now he's working with Jim Carrey and Steve Carell. It's such a long title. Mr. Wonderstone. I can't remember the title.
We're cut off.
Oh, son of a biscuit. Well, there you go. Did Ryan pull the plug on us?
Yeah, so
hilarious.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm down here. Travis, if you want to come out,
we are going to come down.
You
we'll be on our way.
Will you take a picture?
All right, I'll be downstairs so we can get a picture, okay?
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Can we get some...
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.